Hallelujah. If you are set for his visitation today, give the Lord a big clap offering. If you are looking out for his visitation today, give him a bigger clap offering. If you are sure of his visitation today, give him a bigger clap offering, yeah. In Jesus' precious name. More often than not, God appears to his people by his word. The Lord appeared unto Samuel again at Shiloh. The Lord appeared unto Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. There is nothing mystical about divine visitation. He visits his people by his word. In the course of the service, he just shows up. That's me talking to you. He turns the word to a personal communication episode. You're hearing from him as addressing you directly. May you have that experience all through this month. Yeah. You have heard what he said to us, but have you heard what he said to you? Lift up your two hands. Thank God for the privilege of coming to his presence today and ask him, I want you to appear to me today by your word. I want you to appear to me today by your word. Lord Jesus, appear to me today by your word. Lord Jesus, appear to me today by your word. Lord Jesus, I'm set to experience your appearance today. When you visited Sarah, the impossible happened. Appear to me today by your word. Appear to me by your word today. 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 In the precious name of Jesus Christ. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. May every one of us experience a unique divine appearance today. I was in church in the month of July 1976, and a priest stood up to read from John chapter 6 and verse 48. I was hearing from Jesus. I tell you, I am that bread of life. That day God just unveiled the mystery of the communion to me as talking to me directly. Now hear this. That priest is someone I knew. God shouldn't speak through him to anybody. He was a dead drunk. But when you come to church, you have come to Jesus. Whom have you come to? The mediator of the new covenant. He can speak through an ass. May the Lord appear to you today. This man was such a smoker that his teeth had grown brown. He wasn't born that way. He smoked new color to his teeth. And yet, it was through his lips that Jesus spoke to me. First time in my life, I am that bread. I was almost eating his mouth. He wasn't the one speaking. Today, Jesus will appear to you. And your doubts will disappear. Jesus will appear to you and your fears will be gone. Jesus will appear to you and bring you into realms of fearful favor. Jesus will appear to you and establish your dominion over sickness and disease. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. I have dominion. Give the Lord a big hand. Get seated, please. The prophetic focus for the month is divine guidance, gateway to a world of exploit. Every child of God is redeemed, an entity of exploits. The works that I do, shall ye do also, and greater works than these shall ye do. So we are redeemed to command exploits. Out of this world, order of accomplishments. Out of this world, order of breakthroughs. Never heard of. Order of breakthroughs. But divine guidance is the gateway to that realm. The Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. And he made him to ride upon the high places of the earth. That's the anchor scripture, Deuteronomy 32 and verse 9 to 14. We are redeemed as eagles, and we manifest our eaglehood by the continuous leading of the Lord. The Lord alone did lead him. There was no strange God with him. He wasn't led by the happenings, the euphoria, the ongoing things. The Lord alone did lead him. There is an ego, therefore, in every believer. But that will only become a reality as we subscribe to the continuous leading of God in our life. And he made them to ride upon the high places of the earth. That's exploit. He made them ride on the high places of the earth that he might eat the increase of the field. He made them to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. Amen. Amen. By leading him, he brought him into realms of exploit. May no one miss God's leading anymore in his or her life. Yeah. Our teaching series for the month is captioned Engaging the breakthrough power of the divine guidance. Engaging the breakthrough power of divine guidance. You can't be guided without hearing the voice of the shepherd. That's why no revelation is an option to his voice. For instance, there is no Lagos in the Bible. So how do you know you have to go to Lagos? You must hear from him. Arise, get down to Lagos and raise me a people. There is no place called Africa in the Bible, but the harvest of Africa is now override, rushing, and preserving from decadence. There is no "this is the place" in the Bible. We go there and they say, "this is the place." So you can't be guided without access to his voice. Many are frustrated today because they have claimed that God said what he didn't say. They just assume. with our size of church and the way it's growing, I think we need to be in the forest so we can have place to expand. You might disappear from the forest. Without access to his voice, you are limited in your access to divine guidance. Now, what must I do to enjoy divine guidance? Number one, you must be born again. Salvation should not be assumed. It's an experience. It's not a philosophy. It's not an ideology. If any man be in Christ, a new creature, all things are passed away, all things have become new. So it's an experience. It's not an ideology. Don't assume salvation. Someone says, I've been going to church. I was born inside a church building. So which church are you going? I've been inside. The first place I landed on this earth was in the church. The first place I knew to go was church. You fall, you rise. Early in the morning. Early morning service. My mother could have missed it. The first place I started school was inside church. Our kindergarten was in the church building. Auntie Sarah was our teacher. So I have been in church all my life that the devil deceived me that I was born again. When you preach, I say, where were you born? He said, maternity, man, you are lost. I was born inside church. Amen. Until one day, predestination caught up with me. My missionary teacher, blessed woman of God, Mama Betty Lasha, is still alive. I saw the love of Jesus on her face. And through her simple message, I did turn my life over to Jesus. It's 50 years plus, great time. Great time. I've never visited a native doctor in my life until I die. I've never sought an alternative help to Jesus once. The taste of the pudding is in the eating. You can't tell how good this God is until you come and taste the wonder of salvation. Our grand escape route from every turbulence of life. In John chapter 4, verse 5, Jesus, our great shepherd, said, John 10, verse 4, he said, and when he puts forth his sheep, he goes before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Every child of God has that heritage of access to the voice of God. Just like our biological children have access to our tongue, our voice. A little baby knows the voice of the mother and the voice of the visitor. When he's crying, I'm coming, I'm here. Oh. Okay, okay. She keeps quiet. In the same vein, every child of God is born with the capacity to know the voice of God. So among the blessings of new birth is access to the voice of guidance. The voice of God is the voice of guidance. The voice of guidance is the voice of noiseless breakthroughs. In John 10, verse 27, the same John 10, verse 27, Jesus said, my sheep
hear
my voice. So you have the heritage of access,
hearing
his voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I know them, and they follow me. You must be born again to enjoy the wonders of divine guidance. And today, as we partake of this communion, every born-again child of God that has not had God once, your spiritual deafness shall be healed. What must I do to assess and enjoy divine guidance? Number two, you must be and remain spiritual. You must be spiritual and remain spiritual. It's a natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God because they are foolishness to him. Neither can he know them because they are only accessible to spiritual men. 1 Corinthians 2:14. You and I must remain spiritual to continue to have access to the voice of the Lord. Many times they may not appeal to reason, but that's the way to go. Can you imagine God building that kind of facility that we had in the old church? It was a beauty to behold. The building was up there, and we were on a 2.3-acre property. We were having the best of time and, you know, creating concern for all the people in the environment by parking in front of the house. We want to go out in that place. We jump out at 4 a.m. before winners come and block your road. If you have a car, you park your car in one filling station so that they won't block your access when you're going out. Have a real time. And then God said to leave that place. We counted 50,000 on our last Sunday. And not to have a church going there. It didn't apply to reason. But he said, as you pastor this one church, the world will become your parish, but for danger to serve your generation, the voice of God. If we ever put one leg here and one leg here, we never have many. We never make impact. It may not appeal to reason. How could we be getting to 3,000 people and say, get down to Lagos to do what? To do what in Lagos? Have a nice time here. I was in Kaduna Church last on a Sunday morning, 1999. When God transferred me, I don't look back. Amen. Okay. It may not. That's why you need access to the clarity of his voice. Or you'll be one leg in and one leg out all your life. To go, not to go. To be, not to be. And you get nowhere. Now, I decree everybody's access today to the clarity of the voice of the shepherd. You never take a step of regret again in your life. I had the story of someone recently. For 21 years, he's been struggling to make things work. How many years? Okay, how many years does a man have of active service in life? 21 years just heading on with speed on the wrong route. You won't suffer such frustration. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and I heard. Revelation 1:10. Only men of the spirit can hear the voice of the spirit. Only men of the spirit can hear the voice of the spirit. No matter how much you train your dog, he won't speak your language. Can you find your dog, your pet, speaking your language? Epeleo, ekabo. Won't you run away? It has to be in the human realm to communicate in human language. You have to be a man of the spirit to assess the voice of the spirit. Let him not hear, have ear. Let him hear what the spirit of God is saying. So every voice of guidance is the voice of the spirit. And you have to be a man of the spirit to hear that. Be spiritual and remain spiritual. You don't know when Nancy will talk to you. Number three, one must remain in love with God as Abraham was. The seed of Abraham, my friend. Isaiah 41 and verse 8. And he was called the friend of God. James chapter 2 and verse 23. And Genesis 18, 17, will I do this and not hide it from Abraham? I can't, he's my friend. I can't. It's a great thing to be a child of God, but it's much greater to be a friend of God. May each one here receive grace to grow into friendship with God. And that's no big deal. It's just loving what he loves with unquenchable passion brings you into friendship with him. Abraham was a lover of souls. And when God confided him about the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, he stood still. Oh God, don't. If you find 50 people there, will you still destroy? He said, for the sake of 50, I will not destroy. Oh God, don't get angry with me. If there are less than 10 and there are only 40, will you destroy because there are 40? If I find 40, I will not destroy. Oh God, I don't mean to say you don't have a right to do what you say, but if there are 30, are you going to destroy? He just stood there. Loving what God loves most is what brings into friendship with him. Abraham was a dying lover of souls. When his cousin Lot was held captive, proud and big-headed Lot, you follow your uncle out and then he now said, choose anywhere you like, and you chose it. And then they caught you and held you captive. So he said, God, catch him. And Abraham gathered himself and led the battle for the rescue of his cousin. Big-headed Lot. He chose all the gray area and told Abraham, you are going to die soon. So you take that bracket. And then they caught him there because he pitched his tent over against Sodom. So he was seeing what they were doing. And he joined them. And brought him back. Abraham at that age led the battle for his love. That's what made him the friend of God. My prayer is that your walk with God will culminate in your becoming a friend of God. Many will step into that friendship realm through this operation, come and see. I said many will step into that realm, that friendship realm, through operation, come and see. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. And then number four, how do I assess divine guidance? Praise and worship must become your lifestyle. The voice of God is accessible by a life that is filled with praise and worship. I will bless the Lord at all times, David said, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Every time David inquired of the Lord, instant response. Instant response. The Philistines gathered against him, and he inquired of the Lord, shall I go up? Will you deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said, go up. For I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into their hand. Straight. And verse 22, they gathered again in the same valley. And David inquired of the Lord, shall I go? He said, no, don't go up. Set a compass around them. Until you hear the sound of the moving on the mulberry tree, then be still yourself, for then they will fall into your hand. Instant response. Instant response. A life of praise provides access to the voice of God without stress. The enemies came and held captive the wives, the children of all the soldiers who went to war. They left nothing behind to defend them. And they wept and wept, and there was no more room to weep. And David said, shall I pursue them? Shall I overtake? Shall I recover all? And the Lord said, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. 1 Samuel 30, 6 to 8. Instant response from heaven by a life addicted to praise and worship. That seems to fulfill Isaiah 20, chapter 30, verse 29 and 31. Isaiah 30, 29 and 31. Thou shalt have a song as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept, with gladness of heart, as when one went off to the mountain with a pipe, to the mountain of the Lord, the mighty one of Israel. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. A song in the mouth and gladness of heart. The Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lightning down of his arm, and the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of a devouring fire, with scattering and tempest and hailstones. He will cause his glorious voice to be heard, that will make you more than a conqueror in battle. May everything murmuring, grumbling, and complaining in you be flushed out via the mystery of the communion today. No complainer, no murmurer has a future with God. They that murmur in the wilderness were destroyed of the destroyer. May everything murmuring, grumbling, and complaining in anyone's life be flushed out finally today. When this church was 4, I had no complaint. When it was 10, I was celebrating Jesus. It became 20. The joy kept erupting. It became 30. Ooh, hallelujah. Even when Jesus appeared to me in person and said, stand up, follow me, he still was taking us one step after another. What is complicating many believers' case today is their complaints. It's complicating your case. You complain about your car. Is it not God's fault who gave you a car? Who dashed monkey banana? If you are blind, will you have a car? If you are crippled, will you have a car? If you have died, will you have a car? But everything God does, somehow, I'm bigger than this. Somebody asked me, he said, Brother David, I learned to go to the car. I said, yes, God gave me a very fantastic car. He said, did I hear his Volkswagen Beetle? I said, yes. And he did like this. So I'm telling you the truth. He has not owned a car by himself till now. And you know, since that time, By His grace, I've been flying the mission aircraft since 1996. Amen. Praise God. I can tell you this. Complaining, more money, we just keep you at the same spot. There is nothing about you and me that is not by grace. You are blowing grammar. Who sent you to school? How did you return from the place? Did everybody that went to that school, did all of them return? Amen. He said, I thank God I'm saved. Before you are saved, who kept you? Come and say, grace. Please, please, get off the lane of complaint. He said, at that time, Jesus rejoiced in spirit. That's how to do it. Luke 10:21. Jesus rejoiced in spirit. Jesus rejoiced in spirit. He rejoiced in spirit. And he said, I can of my own self do nothing as I hear. So it takes joy and rejoicing to keep hearing. It takes joy and what? Rejoicing to keep hearing. Today is your day of deliverance. So. Your friends will be surprised that you're no longer complaining. Every day. Do you know that fellow has gone up by two kobo? This word. Did they beg you to buy it? No. If you are waiting for the global economy to revive before your change comes, you will wait forever. The economy is not showing signs of improvement anywhere in the world. A friend of mine wanted to buy a car. He was living in Buku. So, by the time he brought money, the price has gone up. He said, I won't buy again. I said, let me help you so you can pay the money back. He said, no, no, no. I want my money. He didn't ride that car again. It was 505. It was 16,000 naira, brand new. Now, by the time he came, it has moved to 18,000. He said, no, I'm not buying again. Maybe it's in church today. I'm not buying again. So he collected his money and there was buying and selling. Everything clashed. I'm not sure he ever rode any new car in his life. I'm not sure. If you are here, I'm sorry, but I need to say praise God. Just enjoy your life. Knowing that everything that comes your way is by grace. You will never suffer disgrace in your life. Let me hear your loudest amen. Rejoice in the Lord. And I say again, what? Rejoice. Rejoice evermore. Hallelujah. Those who hear the voice of God are those who are always rejoicing in the Lord. Why? Blessed are they that hear the joyful sound. The voice of God is a joyful sound. Only joyful men can connect with it. Psalm 89 and verse 15. 15. Only joyful men can connect with the voice of God. I therefore curse everything that brings sorrow to your life. I decree a brand new day for you and your household. Very quickly. The Bible said, prove all things and hold that fast, which is true. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. How do I know when the Lord is leading me? How do I know when God is the one leading me? Number one, his leading allays all fears. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. His leading allays all fears. All fears. So he led us out of Kaduna to Lagos, zero fear. He led us out of Ipaja to this forest, zero fear. One way to know whether God is leading you or not is to find out your barometer of fear. Wherever there is fear, you don't have his presence. And when he leads, his presence is one of the proofs that is leading you. The Lord is my shepherd. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff means thy word. Comfort me all the way. Can I hear your amen? When God said he will build this tabernacle in 1 year, I had no fear. Even though it's against all technical sense. All technical sense is against all technical realities. It's contrary to all technical reasons. But God said it. And I believed him, hook, line, and sinker. And so we came and started doing the measurement. And from measurement to building foundation, from foundation to creating the floor, from the floor, building up, from building up, building the galleries. Everything at is an untechnical speed. Because there is no way to measure it. Now, zero for budget, yet no fear. That's one way to know when God is leading you. Number two, proof of his leading is that God's leading engenders supernatural breakthroughs. Again, his presence will always accompany the led. And lift up your heads, ye gates, ye everlasting doors, be ye lifted up, that the King of glory may come. Nothing can shut the door against God. So supernatural breakthroughs attend to the led. Any day, anytime, and anywhere. From today, you will never suffer wasted labor again. It's leading engenders supernatural breakthroughs. Now, when Israel went out of Egypt, God was their sanctuary. The sea saw them and it fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams and the hills like young lambs. What ailed the old sea that thou fleddest? And no Jordan that was driven back. And he said, tremble thou earth at the presence of God. Barriers tremble before the led. When you are led by God, his presence goes with you and causes all barriers to tremble at your instance. You step in, every activity of the devil steps out. Supernatural breakthrough is the lot of everyone led by God. There was an army in Joel chapter 2. The Bible says, nothing shall escape them. They shall walk everyone in his way and everyone in his path, and they shall not break their ranks. They are thoroughly guided people. He said, there has not been the like of them before, neither there shall be any after them until the years of many generations. There are generational pace setters rising from here. People whose record will take generations to break. If you are one of them, let me hear your light, Edward. And this army of transgenerational giants, they are born out of verse 7 and 8. They shall walk everyone in his path. They shall not break their lungs. They shall just be guided by God. And the Lord will utter his voice before his army, because his camp is very great. And great is he that executed his word. So when you are guided, you have committed God to execute the task for which he has guided you into. Watch out. Breakthroughs, the kind you have never read of, the kind you have never heard stated, will begin to come in your direction. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number three proof is supernatural supplies. When God leads, supplies are guaranteed. When God leads, supplies are guaranteed. When God leads, supplies are guaranteed. Now, we had a seed of 250 million as a church to begin this project. Within 5 weeks, by reason of materials and all that stuff, we had exhausted what we had. And we are going to build for 52 weeks. And we are not going to beg or take overdraft from any bank or take a loan. And yet, we didn't owe a dime when we dedicated this building. Only 12 months. When God leads, supernatural supply is guaranteed. You won't beg. No one in your generation shall be termed a beggar. Supernatural supplies will always attend to divine guidance. Divine guidance. He commanded us to go ahead with Covenant University. We started the construction March 6th. And we're going to resume the same year. And everybody will resume on that campus. And he did it. On the 21st of that same year, we welcomed our pioneer students at Covenant University with full halls of residence that would take 1,500 people. And they were all there. All facilities needed. Roads, water, power, everything was in place in 7 months. Without owing a dime to anybody. You will not struggle for survival again. If God leads you into water business, not even proper, such as water business, and you studied whatever, forget it. Go into what he says to do and watch how the heavens over you will open. That's how these things work. When he guides, he provides. We sent our missionaries to Central African Republic in 1996. 2 days before they appeared, a French woman saw a vision where Jesus said, two missionaries are coming from Nigeria. Receive them into your home until they find their accommodation. Now, they don't even speak French. 2 days after, I told the husband, so the two of them went to the airport and asked if there was any flight coming from Nigeria. He said, yes. And the flight came and they said, are there missionaries here? Two of them showed up. He said, the Lord said we should take you to our home. Supernatural supplies will always accompany divine guidance. I pray that beginning from today, your life shall continue to be divinely guided. And then, of course, number four proof is supernatural strength. Divine guidance engenders what? Supernatural strength. Have not I sent thee, go in this thy might. When God leads, he energizes the led to accomplish the task for which he's leading him. Judges chapter 6 and verse 14. He said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? He gives you the might required to accomplish the task for which he sends you. And that's simple for us to understand, because they go from strength to strength, everyone that appears in Zion. Now, you are now carrying God's presence because you are guided. So you keep going from strength to strength in accomplishing the task for which is leading you. Your strength shall not fail again. Everyone thoroughly guided, you hardly hear them saying, I'm tired. I think I'm done. Somebody asked me, he said, do you have jet lag? I said, how can I have jet lag? Am I the one flying? I don't have any jet lag. I land and I go straight to my work. 15 hours flight, won't stop that. Nothing is lagging me. Divine energy surges when you are constantly guided. You don't lose steam. Somebody asked me, have you ever suffered burnout? I said, what is the meaning of burnout? I'm burning every day. Burning every day. I don't know no burnout in my life. I pray that your life shall continually be guided by God. Stars in the kingdom, they are made of divine guidance. Every great name in scriptures is guided into their greatness. And this is a commission that God has vowed to make the highest concentration of giants on the earth. May you receive grace for continuous guidance. We didn't come here for a show of strength. We are guided here. I didn't like it. But when God says so, anything God says, I like. There is nothing God says that does not suit me. There is nothing. My opinion notwithstanding, I pray that from today, whatever God says to do will suit your life. Yeah. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Today is also our divine favor banquet. Let me say this for a start. Every child of God is a child of favor. Say with me, I'm a child of favor. Your father is called the God of all grace. All grace means the father of all favor. But the God of all grace, who has called you unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after they have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. He's the God of all grace, and that is your Father. In Romans chapter 9, verse 23, it talks about we being predestinated. It said, and that he might make known the riches of his glory unto the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory. So it's the favor of God that brings us into realms of glory. You know, mercy is the mother of favor. Thou shalt not have mercy upon Zion, but the time to favor her, yet the same time has come. So favor is a product of God's mercy. Can I hear your amen? Yes. So we are vessels of favor, afore prepared unto glory. And he went on in verse 24. He said, even us, whom he has called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. Okay, you might think those are apostles, but let's go ahead. Verse 25. And as he said in the book of Hosea, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and have beloved, which was not beloved. And verse 26, go ahead. Is that man sleeping? Go to verse 26. And it shall come to pass in that place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there they shall be called the children of the living God. Now, so that means that package talking about the children of the living God, they are vessels of mercy. They are vessels of favor. That makes you a child of favor. So every air of misfortune around anyone's life in this service comes finally to an end. Say with me, by redemption, I'm a vessel of mercy. By redemption, I'm a vessel of favor. So you are not permitted to suffer stagnation, frustration, failure, and misfortune. All that comes to an end in anyone's life today. Very important. But what must I do to continue to flow in favor? Very simple. Thou shall arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor thee, the set time is come. For thy servants takes pleasure in the stones of Zion and favor the dust thereof. Therefore, the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord by my fearful favor on your life, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. So when kingdom advancement becomes a priority for living, fearful favor becomes your lot in Christ. Many people here shall be visited with fearful favor within the next 5 weeks. Many will be shedding tears of how is it happening. By subscribing to Kingdom Promotion Lifestyle, your delight, your joy. Don't need no encouragement. You are ever self-encouraged, knowing what lies ahead of it. If they obey and serve him, what happens? They shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. To serve him means to serve his interest. Do you love me? I do. Go after my lamb. You love me? I do, Lord. Go after my sheep. Are you sure you love me? I love you. Go after my sheep, my friend. He said they shall spend their days in prosperity. No dry season. And their years in pleasure. Welcome to that realm of life. In Psalm 35, the book of Psalms, chapter 35 and verse 27, he said, let them shout for joy that favor my righteous cause, my interest on the earth. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified. We take a pleasure in the prosperity of his servants, those serving his interest on the earth. God's greatest interest on the earth is the redemption of the soul of man. So any input in that direction, whether you are preaching and they are getting saved, or you're bringing them to church for Christ to save them, or you are helping to convey them to church by reason of God's resources in your hand, or you are on the prayer altar and praying, just favor his righteous cause. And then you have committed him to your unending prosperity. Now, I'm going to testify before the Lord. Since 1976 that I caught the light of Matthew 6:33, God who dwells in heaven is my witness, I have never begged for anything. I'm telling you the truth in Christ. I wish church people will know that you have enough business in the kingdom than to say you have nothing doing. You have enough business in the kingdom. We had one funny interaction with my old man many years ago. He said, now you're on holidays, what do you intend to do? I said, I'm going preaching. Ah, preaching? He said, that's what you will eat. Now, we were all eating it before he left. That is no downtime. Every moment of my life is scheduled for value-adding kingdom engagement. Zero regret for my life. Can I be called unemployed in my life when the kingdom is open for me for undeniable rewards? How can you say that at home? Okay, use these 5 weeks as an appointed staff of the kingdom. If you don't get employed, I'm not sent. All this I do life, sitting down tight, eating for free. How do you enjoy the food? Get out there and walk. I have been in that. I've been holding crusades since 1976. I was not a pastor. I want to see people saved. And God kept watching and kept marking. There is no genuine input in the kingdom that does not hold the future. May this 5 weeks ahead of you rewrite your story forever. May this be a season you will live to remember forever. We don't wait for favor, we entreat favor. He said, even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. Shall entreat. Look at that in Psalm 45 verse 12. So favor is provoked by our commitment to his interest, to serving his interest on the earth. We provoke his favor. We provoke his favor. We provoke his favor. May your stewardship this time provoke an outpouring of favor on your life. That's how to encounter favor. That's how to flow in favor. Know that it's your birthright and know what you must do to enjoy the continuous flow of favor. Just keep loving God. Keep proving you do by loving what he loves most. Keep pursuing after souls and the interest of his kingdom, and you are there. Hallelujah. The end has come to every form of misfortune around your life. That favor has diverse expressions. Either finding a wife, finding a good thing, has obtained favor from the Lord. So for anyone who is dying for miracle marriage, this is your opportunity. As you engage and commit yourself to engagement, you see God opens the door to your marital destiny. Before the 5 weeks is over, your God-ordained spouse has arrived. There is this woman, this lady called Mary. Thou art highly favored. So the impossible will happen through you. So without knowing a man, the greatest being that ever walked the earth came through her. Now watch. No matter the reason behind anybody's barrenness or fruitlessness, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for he said, thou shalt serve the Lord, and he will bless your brethren, whatever he will take away from you, there shall none cast their young, nor be barren among them who are serving me. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, the siege of barrenness will be over within the next 5 weeks. Everyone called barren will be certified pregnant. Before the 5 weeks is over, your story has changed. I spoke prophetically. I said, let all the unemployed allow Jesus to engage them. And when Jesus engages you, no employer will reject you. You can't serve him with your heart and not have something to show for it. Before the 5 weeks is over, everybody called jobless has been supernaturally positioned. That's how to provoke favor with God. We close in this service by getting set for the communion. This mystery has its summary in John 6 and verse 57. As the living Father has sent me, Jesus speaking said, and I live by the Father, or live like the Father, so whosoever eateth me, even he shall live like me. Why do I say so? John 14 verse 9, whosoever has seen me has seen my Father. So from this communion table today, expect to be empowered to live triumphantly like Jesus. So that anybody who sees you as seeing Christ. Now, what is the implication? Whatever you cannot imagine, torment Jesus, comes to an end in your life today. Whatever you can't imagine Jesus suffering, that suffering comes to an end in your life today. Can you imagine Jesus reading with cancer? Can you imagine Jesus get married and have no children? Can you imagine Jesus being oppressed by devils in the night? Can you imagine Jesus being tortured by spirit wife, spirit husband? Can you imagine Jesus hepatitis B? HIV AIDS, high blood pressure, hypertension, growth in the body, diabetes. Whatever you can't imagine in Christ will be flushed out of your life today. Can you imagine Jesus with the issue of blood? Whatever you cannot imagine in Christ comes to an end in your life today. Can you imagine Jesus with mental retardation? Loss of memory? Business collapse? Career failure? Whatever you cannot imagine happen to Christ must never leave this service with you. Can you imagine spells and enchantment holding Christ to ransom? Whatever represents spells and enchantment tormenting your life in one area or another comes to an end today. That's what the communion is ordained to accomplish, is to empower believers to live like Christ. Like Christ. Can you imagine sin having dominion over Christ? As you partake of this blood today, every behavior contrary to Christ's behavior will be flushed out of your life. Because the life of the flesh is in the blood. Leviticus 17 and verse 11. Every taste for unchristlike behavior dies in everyone's life today. And so shall it be. I decree that as you partake of this communion, your eyes shall be opened. Spiritual ignorance will come to an end in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every poison in your body, after the order of that 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 39 to 41, shall be flushed out today. Every hormonal imbalance will become a testimony today. Thank you, Father. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks. Thank you, Jesus. If anything came true to you through this service, through this message, give God thanks for it. An end has come to all heirs of misfortune, every form of oppression of the devil. You have stepped into realms of fearful favor today. You'll never step out of it forever. Give him thanks and praise. And thank him for what awaits you from the communion table right now. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Just before we serve the communion right now and receive prophetic blessings, you are here in this service and you are not born again yet. That is number one step into every provision of the kingdom. Until a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He cannot experience what the kingdom of God offers. And divine guidance is one of the offers of the kingdom. Favor is one of the offers of redemption. He gave the communion to his disciples, not to everybody on the street. So it only benefits disciples. Therefore, you are here, you want me to pray with you, you want to give your life to Christ, you want to be born again, you want your sins forgiven, you want your name in the book of life, you want to live your commerce lives, you want to make heaven at the end of your journey, wherever you are, please stand to your feet. God bless you. Stand to your feet. God bless you. Stand to your feet. God bless you. Many more are getting up. Wherever you are, get up right now, we're praying for you. You want to surrender your life to Christ today and become a new creature and begin to enjoy the blessings of the kingdom, please stand. God bless you as you do. In the name of Jesus. Remain standing, please. Now, there are also people here that need to rededicate their life to Christ. You want to reconnect back to God. Until you return, you cannot be restored. You want to return back to God. Maybe you went somewhere else. Maybe you went after some other things. But you are here today by divine ordination. And you want to rededicate your life to Christ. Wherever you are, please stand to your feet and I'll pray with you. You want to dedicate your life to Christ, God bless you. Stand to your feet. You want to dedicate your life to Christ, please stand to your feet. You want to dedicate your life to Christ, please stand to your feet. You want to reconnect back to God, please stand to your feet. Now, everybody standing both in the first and second call, please move to the nearest aisle to where you are, and I'll be praying for you there. Please move to the nearest aisle to where you are. Some church officials are waiting for you, and I'll be praying for you there. May I expect the ushers right now to make available to everyone here the declaring operation, come and see. If you have not done that, please make that available to everybody. And two copies, if you have that, of the flyers for next Sunday service. Based for inviting them and what they are to expect when they come. It's a turnaround banquet. So invite them with all zeal and zest, and they will respond as you pray and get them across. And Jesus will clean them up and then rewrite their story. Amen. For everyone standing, please bow your heads as we pray. Everybody standing up, please bow your heads. Lift up your right hand right now and pray this simple prayer of faith with me. Say after me, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day, you rose again that I may be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are now forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I am saved. I'm born again. I'm restored back to the faith. I am now a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me back to the faith. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Keep your hands up as I pray. Father, I pray over these precious souls. Your grace has found them. Let the same grace preserve them. I cover each of you with the blood of Jesus. No force from hell shall draw you back from following Christ. You shall not miss your steps in this journey. You will live it through to the end. You will make heaven at the end of your journey. Grace to live the overcomer's life is imparted upon your life right now. In Jesus' precious name. Congratulations. Congratulations. Church, give the Lord a big hand. for this massive salvation of souls. In Jesus' name. Please complete your forms. Pass them on to those church officials around you. And then be reminded of Believers Foundation class that holds every Monday. You'll be contacted to know the one nearest to where you live. It's 6 to 7:30 p.m. And you go for only 2 Mondays. And you're empowered to live a triumphant Christian life. It's holding in about 710 locations across Lagos and Otta. There must be one closest to where you live. You'll be duly communicated. In Jesus' name. Shall we all rise, please? Let the stewards take over right now at the serving tables. Whatever you desire from the Lord, from the Lord's table tonight or this morning, reach out to heaven with your 2 hands lifted and begin to call for it. Is it healing? Is it deliverance? Whatever you desire from the Lord, now lift up your 2 hands to heaven and begin to assess it. Lift up your 2 hands to heaven and begin to assess it. Lift up your 2 hands to heaven and begin to assess it. Lift up your 2 hands to heaven and begin to assess it. Lift up your 2 hands to heaven and begin to assess it. Whatever you call for, we answer. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. If you can't imagine it in Christ, it must leave you today. Every siege of misfortune must vanish in your life today. Every plague of sickness and disease must disappear from your life today. Whatever tree my Heavenly Father has not planted that's growing in your life is uprooted today. And so shall it be. Jesus was consumed with the zeal of the house of God. May the kind of consuming zeal that operated in Christ be released to your life today. May each of us live here with the unquenchable zeal for the house of God in our life. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. This table and all the ones set in this house today is declared the flesh and the blood of Jesus. As you partake it, partake of it, be empowered to live like him. In dimensions you never imagined before. You will start speaking like Jesus. You will start operating like Jesus. Your behavior will be absolutely Christ-like. It will be clear that you have encountered God. In the name of Jesus. Please get seated and then approach this table with a sense of mission and return with your testimony.
Found a new way of living. I found a new life divine. I've got a fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding, abiding, abiding.
I found a new way.
him a big clap offering. Hallelujah. From now, you are imagining one of the wonders of the age. The favor of God will reposition you. It will open new doors to your life. It will take you to places least imagined. Can anybody ever imagine that Joseph thought he would be in the palace? And then be enthroned and wear the rings of the king and ride on the chariot of the king? I mean, it all happened. It's a dreamland experience. Now, in the name of Jesus, by divine favor, I welcome you to that order of dreamland experience. Who could have thought that Sarah would give suck to a child? But God has made me to laugh. I know that here will laugh with me. Now, welcome to that realm of laughter. Where you'll be walking in the reality of the impossible. In the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody's bothered, why this operation after operation? Now, my question is, why these blessings after these blessings? Where you are going is too far compared to where you are. Yes, grace has brought you and I to where we are, but grace has more to offer than where we are. And as you are due for the next level, it moves you there. And you are due for the next level, it moves you there. And for the next level, it moves you there. Many of us have stayed around the same thing for a long time. May this operation open the door to your next level. May this operation open the door to your next level. May this operation open the door to your next level. I curse the spirit of weariness. You shall not faint in your stewardship. The same grace that has kept me bouncing over the years comes upon your life today. And in due season, you shall reap it if you faint not. What's my due season? When you are due. When am I due? When your cloud is full for your next rain to fall. Now, in the name of Jesus, many people here shall fill their cloud not only once this year. These 5 weeks has all it takes to bring you 5 quantum leaps. May every week in these 5 weeks opens the door to next level for you. Somebody brings a soul and heaven is jubilating. Somebody brought 4. He said, with all that I did in your life, you are bringing only 4. He gives to us several according to our several abilities. May no one here disappoint God in these 5 weeks. The same way your church has never had to struggle for a change of position, a change of level, you won't need to struggle anymore in your life. Throughout this year, there shall be no distraction for you. No one here shall receive any emergency call from anywhere. In the name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be. May your next supernatural position reserved for this operation become a reality. May it launch you to the fearful favor realm in your walk with God. Say, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. What? By favoring God's agenda on the earth. He said, I will make all kings of the earth, fear my fearful favor on your life. Watch out. You are in that prophetic war. And it shall come to pass in your life. Lift up your two hands. Go in peace. Your testimonies of divine favor begins from now. Somebody is receiving a call of favor today. As many as believe it will receive their call of favor this week. Before the 5 weeks is over, you are singing a new song and your enemies will join you to sing it. Just before we share the goodness, we have this fourfold church growth agenda or four church growth mandate. One of the most impossible ones of them is a reality that it will plant 5,000 churches this year. What? How many thousand do we have already? And you are not going to plant 5,000 in 1 year? And then we said phase one will be 1,000. And he did for us 1,015. Amen. We said phase two will be 2,000. You know the good news? We have the 2,000 set now. Amen. By the first Sunday of June, the 20,000 plus church for phase two is in place. Locations certified. Hands required in excess. Can you imagine Jesus? Do you know the fun of it? One person paid the salary of the first phase. Don't joke with God. You know what that means? Every prophetic word concerning you for the year 2019, no matter how far-fetched they may be, they are coming to pass in your life. Somebody's here to meet the person to marry, but to be married this year. Because before the 5 weeks is over, your case is settled. Somebody has no dwelling place now, but you will get a fantastic job that will give you a fantastic house, give you a fantastic car, as you provoke his favor on your life. Nobody's life will be left on the floor at the end of this 5 weeks. Nobody rising will not rise higher. Everybody will have something to show. God never lies. I'm amazed, sir, if I were told, I say, hey, wait a minute. 5,000 churches without stress. And one of the churches, some of the churches are 50, some are 100. 200. 271. I never saw that in my life. 271. It took us 3 years to get there. Amen. Now, in 4 weeks. Now, whatever God says about you, no matter how impossible that may be, it will come true like a dream of the night. If I were you, just hold those things fast. Let another man take your crown. Hold it fast. Let another man take that crown. That was said, you owe Jesus 12 souls this year. How many have you got? It rained yesterday, but I had to go out briefly. And 19 of the converts I got in one spot. I've been in service today, first of three service. And they brought six of their friends along with them, making 25. That's how I swim in favor. God just knows I'm out for him. And not yesterday, not today, not because I'm a pastor. I just love him and love his kingdom. In Jesus' name, you'll never be left behind. Lift up those two hands and go in peace. Return with your testimony, and it will never cease. Shall we together share the goodness of the Lord and make it personal? Surely. God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall be.
I have dominion, and I take dominion. Congratulations, amen and amen. If you came in after the worship offering was received.